Hello again. Ike Feldman here from the Iketagon. Iketagon. What up, people? As you can hear, I'm getting through my allergy season. I'm feeling better. I took all the natural antidotes, which included local honey over the winter months, which included cutting out some dairy, which is some of the best foods out there. Cheese, milk, ice cream, which means no pizza. Oh my gosh, I'm like a ninja turtle. Also, fewer and fewer alcohol beverages. For some reason, the yeast in the beers, they just clog me even worse. So if I wanted to suck it up and have a good fight night or a good weekend, I would do a couple of beers, but the consequences would be steep. But anyway, I'm getting through it, and I'm feeling stronger and stronger and stronger each week. And about as strong as all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to every mother, including Michelle Waterson, who put on a heck of a performance against Marina Rodriguez in this past weekend's main event. A lot of people were questioning the main event going into it, but it lived up to the billing. And now, after Marina Rodriguez's amazing five-round display of brutal Muay Thai kickboxing and excellent pacing and cardiovascular skills, she now has positioned herself for a top three at minimum fight in the women's flyweight division. Both Michelle Waterson and Marina Rodriguez were strawweights, and then they moved up, which is 115 pounds strawweight, and then they moved up to flyweight, which is 125 pounds. That's the division that you guys just saw Jessica Andrade and Valentina Shevchenko a couple of weeks ago fight at. It's Valentina's division, and then everybody else is fighting for second, as Jay-Z used to say on an old school album. I think it was The Blueprint or something. But yeah, good luck. It's a golden ticket into the Willy Wonka's factory if you get that title fight at 125 pounds flyweight. But you're quickly going to drown in the chocolate river that is Valentina Shevchenko. And I know a lot of creeps online would like to drown in her chocolate river, but that's beside the point. What's next for the winner of this past weekend's main event fight, Marina Rodriguez, is probably, I'd say, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, if she wants to move up to 125 pounds again. That would be just world-class Muay Thai striking and a battle for who is the best Muay Thai practitioner in the women's side of mixed martial arts. So the fights were excellent this past weekend. Maybe excellent's a little strong. They were extremely, extremely solid. You had Gregor Gillespie, who is a local now. He's a former upstate New York boy, Rochester, I believe. But he moved down to the island to train at Belmore Kickboxing, which also has Andre Harrison, Chris Algieri, a boxer, John Vellante, pretty solid roster at that gym. And obviously there's crossovers between Belmore Kickboxing and Law MMA, which is Ray Longo and Chris Wyman's. Also Speedy Recovery to Chris Wyman. But anyway, Gregor Gillespie got an amazing finish after putting on a rare display of heart. He was fighting Diego Ferreira, and it was just an epic, epic grappling match and fight. Diego Ferreira, who is a very smooth and competent and well-established jiu-jitsu black belt, was the yin to Gregor Gillespie's yang, which is his high, high level wrestling. I believe he's a multi-time NCAA national champion, which is just a few steps down, maybe two at most steps down from being an Olympic wrestling champion. So needless to say, his wrestling prowess is off the charts, especially in mixed martial arts, where a lot of fighters who have wrestling backgrounds, maybe they dabbled in college wrestling. For sure they have a high school wrestling background, but the resume that Gregor Gillespie's walking into that octagon is just off the charts. And he was also walking into that octagon with a huge chip on his shoulder. The last time we saw him, UFC 244 in New York, in his backyard, basically. That was the Diaz-Masvidal card. He got brutally KO'd by Kevin Lee, and that was Gregor's first career professional mixed martial arts loss. And this past Saturday, he returned and put on a heck of a performance. He countered Diego Ferreira's grappling and jiu-jitsu ability by just outworking the man and trying to be first to each position and each role and trying to anticipate where Diego's going. And that type of effort and thinking can be exhausting. And Gregor, who is always in phenomenal shape, exhausted Diego Ferreira and was pretty much being dominated the first round on the feet, on the ground, and then just came out like a mauler and mauled Diego and just put it on him and basically made him quit and got the mount position and just pounded him out and was slapping his chest saying, "All heart, baby, all effing heart." And it was, phenomenal. And it's awesome. It's good to see a guy bounce back. And that long layoff can play mind tricks with you. And I'm sure Gregor, who is a strong-willed individual, just has a huge relief off his back from getting that win for whatever it was, 18 months ago or whatever. But congrats to him. And it's exciting to see what's next for him because, again, his type of wrestling is rare and should be appreciated, and it would be excellent to see how far he could, it would be awesome to see how far he could go, where that wrestling could take him. And as he gets better on the feet, he's working on his pivots, his jabs. He's a little tight, a little stiff, but that's okay because wrestlers, it takes a long time to get loose. It's actually pretty amazing how awesome of a striker Justin Gaethje is and how far along Khabib are, but both of them, Khabib's wrestling is fantastic, but I don't think he's been wrestling as long as or as much as Gregor has in his career. So it was a fun card, a fun fight night. Neil Magny is, I believe, one win away from passing George St. Pierre for most welterweight wins of all time. And just fun card. And we got the pay-per-view coming up this week, UFC 262. So keep it locked here. I'll be dropping more Octagon stuff for you. All right, stay tuned, folks. Peace.